kind of showing like where characters have been and shit, except literally the main bitches.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, so me
like,
and
where
Danny
the
watch-
fuck, where the fuck is Sango? Where the fuck is Moroku? Why is, where are the twin daughters of Sango and Moroku?
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast, and we have a surprise for you. It's another AOQ episode, and Sam's with me.
You got it. Hell yeah, dude. Today we're talking about Yashihime, Princess Half-Demon, the sequel to Inuyasha. Or, I guess, yeah, a sequel. You call it a sequel, right? Like
I a call
time
it a
skip sequel.
Sequel?
Yeah, like, you know.
It's
a new story, but, like,
it
it's
is
a sequel.
Definitely a new story in itself.
But it's a sequel.
It is definitely a sequel, for sure.
It's
and
like,
that's
it's
why,
like,
Nick is a butt face, and he's all like, no sequels for first impressions.
It's like, it's like Boruto as to Naruto. Yeah, well, also because, I mean.
Except way better.
It's, yeah, I would have included this in our first impressions because it's a sequel, but it's it's a new story.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, you know.
But you definitely need to know what happens in.
Yeah, true.
Like, so I kind of do get why we didn't do it, but at the same time, like, it's been like, what? How long since Inuyasha finished?
Like,
it's been a while.
Kanketsu-hen was like 2010, 2008, something like that.
Okay, so it started fall 2009, and then it ended in 2010.
Yeah,
March 30th, 2010.
That sounds right.
So that's 10 years ago. 10, 11 years ago. Holy shit.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yep, that Jeez. Sounds right. Yeah, dude. So, based on the manga by Rumiko Takahashi.
Best mangaka artist ever.
I don't think this was...
This was an original.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, this wasn't one that she was writing. This
no,
like
this
original,
one is
yeah.
original, yeah.
But I'm sure, like, Rumiko Takahashi was, like...
I'm sure she had I'm hoping she had a huge part to, like, making the script and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. We can look into that. We can look into this, because I have all the info right here in front of me. But,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that. But first, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I gotta poop.
You gotta poop again? Jeez.
I know. I just went, like, 2 seconds ago, but I'm just saying...
I guess go ahead. Fine.
Hey everybody, Sam from Anime Summit here, and I'm here to talk to you about matcha tea from teapaz.com. This matcha is harvested from Uji, Japan, and is certified organic matcha. It's a healthy and organic stress reliever, cognitive boost. It's full of antioxidants and full of natural caffeine to wake you up in the morning. Go to teapaz.com and use anime at the checkout to get 20% off. Or you can go to matcha.animesummit.net and it'll auto-apply the coupon for you. Matcha tea at teapaz.com. Hey, check that out, okay? Links.animesummit.net. You can find all the pertinent links right there. And patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron today. Give a Puffy his puffiness. It's a Puff Smokey. And, yeah, dude. Let's just do it. Let's do waifu and husband. Or no, let's do listener question right now. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Favorite Inuyasha character.
Oh.
But okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Besides Sesshomaru.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, because we would both say Sesshomaru. But like,
literally, yeah, because Sesshomaru was my first husbando.
He's God.
He's God.
He's God tier. Can't even
fuck
with it.
Well, actually, he's demon tier.
That's true.
Because he's a demon. He can't be can't be god tier.
Like, he's a demon god, rather. Yeah,
because he's... Demon dog god tier.
God dog demon. That's true. Yeah, he's a god dog. God dog. Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay.
You go first.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think right now.
Gosh. I mean...
Although, if I continue to watch Yashahime, it might be one of those characters. But in terms of, like, old Inuyasha, like, original Inuyasha.
Okay, old Inuyasha... there's so many good characters, though.
There's a lot of good characters.
Damn. Okay, so aside from Sesshomaru... Oh, okay, yeah, I'm just going to do it. Sango was my girl.
Damn it, I was going to say that.
Damn! Okay, Sango. Okay, if you're going to do Sango, okay. Since we're both, like, on the same page here.
Yeah.
Because evidently we like the same thing.
That's, yeah, me and Danny just...
when it comes to this show.
You and I have to do more episodes together, because you and Nick do the shit all the time. And it's like... You know, then we can talk about all the girly shit that Nick hates because he's a bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, like,
thank
anyway,
you.
We're on the same wavelength, but yeah.
So I would have to say my third favorite in Inuyasha, wow, brain fart there, would be Kagura.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, she was a little bit of an annoying bitch, but... Once she started getting really sick and tired of Naraku shit, she started to be kind of like a standby and watch cut type of character for a while. But if I remember correctly, she even like tried to like, there was like some moments where she helped out Inuyasha and like the team and stuff.
Yeah.
Or she like would follow Sesshomaru or something like that. I honestly have to finish watching the rest of the original show.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of it is a blur right now.
Yeah.
Especially close to the end of like the final act and everything.
Yeah.
So I didn't even watch any of the final act because...
But you read the manga though.
I mean, I didn't finish reading the manga, but I do... The Inuyasha manga series was actually one of my first mangas that I bought.
Yeah.
That started my collection. So, and if I remember, hold on, I gotta look at my bookshelf. What number is that?
How many? There's like 50 some volumes, isn't there?
Yeah.
56.
There's like, okay, so there's 56. So I'm on volume 30.
Okay.
I don't remember what happens in that one. Hold on, let me go grab it quickly.
Okay, yeah. go grab that shit. While you're grabbing that, I will say, they call it a...
Hold on. Okay. So...
This might be spoilers right here.
Damn.
So just close your ears.
Yeah. What the hell is this kid's name? There's some shit going on, like.
All I remember is that there's some shit happening.
Damn. They don't even show any of the new characters that happen in this thing.
Volume 30? I assume that's, like...
A new, like, antagonist comes into play, and it's, like... It's the little kid with the white hair.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, a little bitch.
Yeah.
So like some background on Inuyasha, obviously is 56 volumes, and then the anime is 167 episodes plus another 26 called Inuyasha the Final Act, which didn't come out until like 5 years later. So like the original show ran from 2000 to 2004, and then I think they just stopped because like a clear ending to the series had not been made yet. Because Rumiko Takahashi was like, I don't know how to end this. I don't know how to do it, you know? And then she did it. And then they finally were like, okay, can we do this? And she was like, you go right ahead. And so then they came out with the final act, which was 26 episodes. And it ran in the It ran within two cores. So like it was, it did fall season. From fall season to winter in 2009 to 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, dude. And then there was four movies, which like I don't think are canon, but they're really cool.
They're not. I don't think they are a canon.
But they are really fucking sweet.
Okay. Out of the four movies, which one is your favorite?
I really like Touching Across Time, the first one. Just because...
Really?
Just because that the whole idea of... So, like, in the second movie, spoiler alert, they kiss, right?
Yes, that was, the most hype moment ever.
That was a mad hype moment, and it sucked because it wasn't canon. But, there was something about this... The Affections Touching Across Time had a weird fucking goofy villain. But, the idea of them kissing or holding each other through the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
one of the main plot points of it is... Kagome gets thrown back to her time in the middle of some crazy shit happening, and she's trying to get back and she can't, and Inuyasha's paralyzed against the tree again, and it's like, oh shit. But yeah, dude, anyway, we totally got off track. I think were we doing something? Oh, a question. Anyway, my third favorite character. My third favorite character is Koga. Okay, moving on.
Oh, dude, Koga. Yeah, hell yeah.
He's daddy. He's wolf daddy.
Yeah.
Waifu and husbando. Waifu is Toa Higurashi from Yashahime. She's the main character in Yashahime, or one of the three main characters. She's very cute. She's she's a 14-year-old girl, but she's got big daddy energy. She's like a more sensitive version of her dad, and we will tell you who her dad is later on. Husbando is Kohaku, which is Sango's younger sister or younger brother.
My bread.
And there's so much family shit. I'm getting confused. There's way too much. Koga is actually Inuyasha's cousin, and Toa is Inuyasha's. Niece 15 times removed, and Kagome is Kaede is Kagome's
great mother.
Anyway, husbando is Kohaku's Sango's younger brother Kohaku, because he's badass, and he's still demon hunting, which is awesome, using his weapon, the Horaikots, I think his is called. Because Sango's boomerang thing is called the Horaikots.
Mm-hmm.
And then his is the... It's like a big fucking Kasarigama, which is badass. Anyway, so I gave you the background info on Inuyasha, right? Okay, so the background information on Yashahime. Which is original, like Danny mentioned, it's an original. I guess you could call this a spin-off sequel, rather. They label it, and they label Inuyasha 2 also as a shonen, but I think this was kind of Rumiko Takahashi's attempt at a shonen, but it's still very romance heavy. Mm-hmm. So I guess you could call it a shoujo shonen or whatever. But, it appeared in Weekly Shonen Sunday on Shonen Sunday Comics. And, dude. And then Yashahime is an anime original. Very cool. I like it so far, but here's the thing, right? So it's Studio Sunrise.
Yeah, there are definitely some stuff that I'm like,
Okay, look what I found. Look what I found right here. Directed by Teruo Sato. Written by Katsuyuki Sumisawa. Studio Sunrise, and Rumiko Takahashi acts as a storyboard supervisor.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, so Katsuyuki Sumisawa is in charge of the scripts. And then I'm sure Rumiko Takahashi, since she is a storyboard supervisor, I'm sure she's reading the script as well and kind of going, this and that, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know what? In one instance, I'm like, I don't really know if I liked the fact that Rumiko Takahashi doesn't have more creative power on it. At the second, and the other side of it is Rumiko Takahashi's trust these people enough to be like, I trust that you will take my characters, make new characters from those, and make something really cool.
Yeah.
So,
and at least, like, she's also, like, a part of the storyboard, you know? So, like, yeah, she can definitely put her input, like, and say, you know, I don't know if, you know, so-and-so's daughter would do this. Maybe she would do this instead.
Right.
So...
yeah.
Or even like with her previous characters, like Kohaku and Kaede, for example.
Yeah.
You know.
So the basic plot, the way it starts, is it starts with the three main characters, Moroha, Setsuna, and Towa. And basically the shogunate has captured Towa and they're like, can you explain to me what these items are? And he pulls out a bike seat and a fucking history book, like a social studies book. And she's like got her hands tied behind her back and she's like, you know, when my friends get here, they're going to kick your ass. And that's how it starts. And then the very first episode of this show is actually basically an Inuyasha epilogue episode. Like, it's like,
it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 6 months after the show and the original show and the final arc ends. And then basically the plot is, Towa and Setsuna are kids and they're in the Forest of Ages, and then
there's like a fire and like
they get separated.
They get separated and Towa actually gets transported into modern Japan back in Tokyo.
Through the sacred tree,
yeah.
So she ends up at Kagome's old house. Now it's Sota who lives there with his wife.
No, they like Kagome's mom and grandpa still live at the shrine.
That's right. They still live
but
there.
But Towa, right. I mean, but Sota, he moved out and got married. And
oh, that's right. They live in an apartment.
They live in an apartment. That's right.
But Sota was there when she got flung there.
Dude, and Sota, oh my God, so stinking handsome.
He's so cool. He's like the chillest dad ever.
Oh
like,
my God. Like, he, oh my God. Okay, so here's one thing that I feel like they did right. Like Sota, for example, because I remember little freaking Sota in the original series, and I remember there was like a small montage of like Kagome going back to modern Japan and like quickly trying to like go through school, and like she had to like rush back to the feudal era, but she was like grabbing some like stuff so that she can study and everything, and she completely forgot about them. But then once she got back to the feudal era, she realized that like her brother put all the stuff in there for her. Not only that, but like he also like tells Kagome's friends like, oh, like making up all these stories and looking out for her sister. Like, that is the best little brother ever. Like, if I wanted a brother, like Sota would definitely, I would want Sota to be my little brother.
He's amazing. He was amazing. He was amazing back then, and he's like even more amazing.
He's
now.
Even more amazing now because like once like he meets Towa, and Toa's all like, "Can you find my sister? Like, Setsuna, I can't find her and everything." And like right then and there, like he knew like, oh, this girl is from the feudal era. She's like.
She's definitely not
from this, like, from this time.
And Setsuna's not like, here, so it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He, like, knew right away that Setsuna got left behind.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, clearly she got flung here and doesn't know where her sister is. But instead of saying anything, he just goes,
okay,
sure, let's go look for her
and stuff.
And it's like, oh, my God.
And then he adopts her. Oh, like,
God damn
best
it,
dad ever, I swear. And his daughter, I forget his daughter's name.
May.
Oh my God. Like, spitting personality of Sota as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
she's super cute. And she calls Towa sis.
Mm-hmm.
Nae-sama. It's so cute. So adorable. So, like, then it kind of jumps, right? So, and actually, that epilogue episode in the beginning... And it does have to do with why the tree was able to work again.
So, yes.
And they explain that. But, like, So then it kind of jumps a little bit, and now it's 10 years later, and Toa is 14 years old, and she's, like, dressed up in, like, a school uniform, but it's a boy's uniform. And Sota is like, you're not, like, going, you're going to an all-girls school this time, you know that, right? And she's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know? And it's very apparent that she explains, like, she narrating, like Kagome used to narrate. She was like, I keep transferring schools because I keep getting into fights. And then she has, like, this little memory flashback of, like, Sota telling her, like, okay, you can't
like, tell people that you're from, like, the feudal era or, like, you have
don't
powers
be using
and
your
all
powers.
That kind of, yeah.
And, yeah, dude. And you find out right away that she's just really badass. She's literally kicking ass and taking names, dude. Yeah. And these delinquent guys try to fuck with her, you know? And just because she's got a reputation, and she's like, dude, I'm on my way to school. Like, you really want to do this right now? And they go under the bridge, and then she literally cucks all of them. She's like, bop, bop, bop.
And then, like, the nerdy, like, delinquent was all like, you'll regret this, and starts running away.
And so, like, by the end of the episode, and it kind of jumps from the feudal era to the whatever, and then to the present. And then by the end of the episode, another gang guy brings them all back, and they, like, hold her family hostage, her grandma and grandpa and May, and they tie him to the tree. And they're just like, what the fuck, dude?
Which then, also, can we just point out, by the way, that Kagome's mom, like, did not age at all.
That was my next question, was, like, how are some of these people still alive? Like, I'm just like...
Yeah, like, how is fucking great-grandpa still alive? Like, how is grandpa fucking, like...
I'm trying to look it up right now.
He still looks old as fuck, like he did in the original.
He still looks old as fuck.
Fucking Kagome's mom, literally the only thing that they gave her to look like that she aged is, like, a little bit of gray hair on the side. Like, they didn't give her any, like, fine lines or wrinkles, like, near her eyes or anything. Like, nothing. Yeah. She looks ageless. Like,
what is going on here? Like, and, like, Buyo, and the cat, their fucking cat is still alive.
Oh, yeah, Buyo is still alive. Like, what?
Not that I'm complaining.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, like, Buyo's you could at shit. Least, you could at least, like, fucking, I don't know, maybe, like, Boyo's son or, like, you know, had Buyo fucking, like,
Maybe he had kittens,
like,
or something.
Yeah, you know, like, get kittens or something like that. Like, something. Or, like, Boyo 2.
Okay, so I'm looking it up right now. And actually, that makes a lot of sense. Because if you look at side-by-side shots of how they drew Kaede in the original series was 60.
Damn, she was looks old as fuck.
She was 60 from 63. And then if you look at a side-by-side of her now in Yashahime... She does have, like, a little bit of a longer face.
And yeah, but also...
So she's 70. So she's 70-something.
Okay. So but here's my thing, right? I mean, uh-huh. I don't know how, like, feudal Japan was. Like, I don't know how long people, like, lived. Because, I mean, here in the States, like, not that many people lived... like past their 50s at least.
Yeah, like, well,
a lot of people had some short lives. I mean, even in fucking Europe and stuff like that. So that's one thing I'm all like, how historically accurate this is.
Well, it's a fantasy.
I mean it is a fantasy. Yeah, I know that, but like, I don't know. I've just been now thinking about it because since this is kind of like a sequel spinoff. Like, literally, how are these people still fucking alive? Like, the older people, at least.
Right, yeah. Like, because I thought... Excuse me. I thought for some reason Kaede was, like,
70-something. Like, 70, yeah. I thought
she
was
pretty
old.
But according to this, and now that I'm looking at a side-by-side, she was 60 back then. So that would make her 70 now, or 73 now. Because she was 63 in the final act. So 10 years later, it would be... She'd be 73. And, like, okay, so that's the other thing, too, right? The show does a pretty good job of kind of showing, like, where characters have been and shit. Mm-hmm. Except literally the main bitches.
Yeah.
Like, I'm... So me like, and Danny
watched...
Like,
where the fuck is Songo? Where the fuck is Moroku? Why is... Where are the twin daughters of Songo and Moroku? Like, only Hyusui is with Kohaku. There's
the baby, yeah. Like, which is her baby. So, like...
Like, so where's fucking Kagome? Where's Inuyasha? So another thing... Sorry. Another thing also, Moroha. So, okay, should we tell, like...
That's the next thing, like, I was going to get to. Okay. So, like, the main four are not there right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious that Moroha is...
Oh, yeah. Moroha is Inuyasha Kagome's
daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And she, when she turns into, like, a... When she gets off, turns into her full-on demon powers, she says that she becomes
the demon... Beniyasha.
Beniyasha, yeah. So, it's like... Okay, here's the thing, right? That's what I'm wondering, too. Because I didn't know if Setsuna and Towa... In the beginning, it doesn't tell you at all, like, who is who. It's very clear that Moroha is Inuyasha and Kagome's daughter. But you don't know who Setsuna or Towa
are. Yeah.
You just
know
that they grew up together as kids and they were inseparable. And it turns out, they find out that... So Setsuna and Moroha come through the tree as Towa is beating up the gang members. And that's when they find out some shit. And then Sota's like, oh, shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just like... So he's like... And they invite Setsuna and Moroha to stay at their apartment while Toa's recovering from the fight. Because a demon came through and they had to cuck the demon. And then you figure out that Towa, Setsuna, and Moroha each are in possession of a thing called the Rainbow Pearl. So Moroha is red, Setsuna's is gold, and Toa's is silver. And so then they find out some shit, like, how do we get back to our home? Because me and Setsuna, Moroha and Setsuna are from back then. You know, you grew up here, so it's like, whatever. And Setsuna has this curse, apparently. They find out that she's got this curse, apparently, where she can't sleep. Because the dream butterfly ate her dreams, so she can't sleep. So then Towa is like, don't you remember me? Like, when we were kids, like, we used to hang around each other all the time. And Setsuna's like, I have no fucking idea who you are, and I'm a yandere. Or not a yandere, but I'm a tsundere, and I hate everybody. And so, like, she's like, let's go back, and we'll help you find your dreams, right? So Moroha figures out that the root demon from the first episode that Inuyasha and Kagome killed reactivated the sacred tree's powers. So they jump back, and as they're jumping back to the tree, the spirit of the Tree of Ages shows up, and she takes the form of Kikyo. And she says that, too. She's like, who are you? And she's like, I'm the Tree of Ages, but this form that I have is a form of an old demon slayer named, or priestess named Kikyo. And she goes, there's this new fucking demon who used to rule the West, along with your grandfather, the dog demon from the East. And this dog demon from the West, his name is Kiden Maru. And he's going to come back and literally devour the world. So you three, especially you two, Sesshomaru's twin daughters, Setsuna and Towa, and that's when you're kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah. It's like, oh, snap.
You have to slay Kiden Maru, and then when you do that, Sesshomaru will emerge, and then you have to slay him. And then they're like, why the fuck would you make us do that? And then they decline the offer at first, and then that's basically what it is. Like, that's the plot. And right now, what we're finding now is there's a smaller plot happening of finding the dream butterfly.
So yeah, me and Danny, so that Setsuna can get her, like, kind of like memories slash, like, so she'll be able to sleep again.
And she, yeah, and like we said, she doesn't remember who, like, Towa is. And they used to be super close, you know, when they were kids. Like, they loved each other. They were really close. They were inseparable. And Towa wants nothing than to, like, get that back, you know, because she still feels guilty for, like, letting go of her hand when they were running.
Yeah.
And anyway, so the last part that I left off at, there's this little ending part where, like, or was it the episode before that? I don't remember. We only watched up to episode 5. But there's a little thing where the Tree of Ages, still in Kikyo's form, is looking at, in like a dream sequence. She's looking inside the tree, and inside the tree is a girl. And I don't know if that's supposed to be Kagome or Rin. I want to say it's Rin.
Because Shishomaru was there as well.
You could definitely tell that was him. Like, you didn't show his face, but that was definitely him.
Yeah, because the Tree of Ages was all something. I can't remember what the quote was, but like the Tree of Ages was looking at this person in like this conformed sleep, a deep sleep thing. And in the back, like behind the Tree of Ages, you know, Shishomaru was there and he was walking away and stuff. So I think it had something to do, like, are you sure, like, they'll be able to, like, wake her up or something like that. I can't remember what it said. But, yeah, I have so many questions. Like, where the fuck is Kagome? Like, another thing that kind of, like, I was like, what? Because when Moroha and Setsuna got sucked in into the present time of Japan, you know, as like they were fighting that root demon, and as like Kagome's mom and grandpa were watching on the sidelines, they were commenting on Moroha's appearance and how like she acted and everything like that, and they even said like, oh, she looks like her.
And she's got Kagome's eyes, but yeah, like she has feistiness.
Yeah,
really cute.
Yeah. So and like all this, and then like when Moroha like packed up a bunch of things, dude. Okay, hold on. Side note, when fucking the grandfather gave Moroha the Kappa's mummified hand.
The mummified Kappa foot.
Yeah, and her face was the same exact face as Kagome's when he.
Dude.
Best. Like, okay. Yeah, that was like the best. But like when they were leaving to go back to the feudal era, Kagome's mom was all like, oh, tell Kagome, you know, we're thinking about her and we miss her and stuff. And Moroha was all like, I don't even know who you're talking about. It's like, what?
She's
what,
like,
happened to you? Like, why? Where were your parents? Where was Kagome? Where was Inuyasha? Like, why don't you know them?
And why aren't they saying much about it either?
Yeah. Why isn't Kaede, like, talking to Moroha about, like, you know, her parents and everything like that? Like, why aren't they talking about these characters? Like, they talk about them very little.
If they're not in the picture anymore, why not like in episode 3 or 4 be like Moroha just be like, nah, here's what happened real quick.
Yeah.
And then move on. Because like I'm really happy. Okay, look, I'll tell you this right now. I love these three characters. I love Towa.
They
and Setsuna
have so
and
much
Moroha.
Personality. Yeah. I love Towa, but I'm definitely like really liking Moroha. Like I love her personality and her quirkiness and how much she is Inuyasha in a way, because she is kind of reckless and like she will like take action first, ask questions later.
The chemistry between the three of them are
it's great. And you can definitely see that like Setsuna definitely has Shishomaru's like cool act attitude, especially towards her sister, because the feud between Inuyasha and Shishomaru, you know, they couldn't stand being in the like breathing the same air with one another.
Right.
But as like the show in the original, at least, like as the show progressed, you know, Shoshomaru realized that he started to care for his half-demon brother.
Right.
But he would never admit it to Inuyasha. And they still, like, despise one another, but they know when to, like, okay, we gotta fight this guy. So let's just, like, team up for, like, a second and just fight this person, and that's that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's really weird because, like, on some places, it doesn't show how many episodes they're going to be.
Yeah.
On Wikipedia, it shows that they're up to, so the 10th episode just premiered yesterday. Mm-hmm. And on Wikipedia, it shows that it's up to 11 episodes to be announced. Now, I assume that this is going to take the same steps as, you know, Inuyasha did and the way Boruto is to Naruto, where it's going to be another, you know, shonen in that way and kind of, or shoujo shonen in that way and kind of go forward with 50 some episodes, whatever. But like, so here's my thing about that, right? So maybe this first like arc is like, because like if you look at the first key visual, the first key visual that came out for Yashihime was, it was like a poster.
Mm-hmm,
and
with the three girls.
With the three girls on the front, and they were kind of watercolory. And then another key visual came out after that, where it's like the three of them on the front, and then you see Kohaku and Hisui behind them.
Mm-hmm,
and then
yeah,
you see Kaede, yeah. And then you see Sesshomaru and Inuyasha on the way back. But Inuyasha's facing away.
He's facing the tree, yeah, yeah.
You only see the back of his head, but you see the side of Sesshomaru. So, like, I wonder if that means, like, this first thing is more about Sesshomaru and whatever he did. Because, like, Kaede mentions in, like, episode 4, like, all we remember is that Sesshomaru took his twin daughters away and then...
Right. We don't even know who their mother is at this point right now.
No. No. And so I imagine down the road, the next arc or plot point will be having to do with Inuyasha and Kagome, wherever the fuck they are.
Yeah.
But, like, it's really cool because... There's the way it went down is Setsuna is a demon hunter along with Kohaku and his two nephews or his nephew.
And yeah, I don't know who the other two guys are. I don't think those aren't the twins. Like,
no, only the one who has Sango's Horaikuts is one of the twins. Or no, not the twins. It's the baby. He's the baby.
Yusui.
But yeah, you don't know what happened to the twin girls.
Yeah, Sango's you don't know. Girls. Like, everyone is gone. Like,
no, for real. Yeah, like, everyone's gone. And I think people are disappointed because of that, but I also want to implore people to wait and keep watching because I think we're going to figure that out later. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, they're not going to completely leave us in the dark if we already know who everyone is now. Right. It's just a question of where are they.
It's just like filling the plot holes, really.
Yeah, and I think they're going to do that. If they don't, then the show's going to be really bad.
Yeah, it's going to suck if they don't do that.
I mean, the whole first episode was basically showing Inuyasha and the gang, everybody, even Sesshomaru for a little bit, helping Kohaku, by the way. It showed everybody. And I'm sure our first question is when it time jumped in the second episode to 10 years later was, where is everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm sure they will show that. I'm sure they will. They're not going to leave us like that.
Yeah.
If they do, it'll be horrible. But Inuyasha is definitely a part of it because he's in the opening too.
He is in the opening. Yeah. They both are.
Yeah. Sesshomaru a little more, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely glad because, I mean, Sesshomaru is my first husbando, so, and
he's fine.
He is fucking hot. God.
He's a hottie.
But, like, as much as I love, you know, the original Inuyasha, you know, you didn't really see a whole lot of Sesshomaru. Like, there were only a few parts of Sesshomaru that popped up, but... Like, Inuyasha was about Inuyasha and his journey and stuff.
Yeah. His first, like, Sesshomaru was only a big deal in his arc, which is in the beginning.
And then there was, like, a little bit because of Ren and stuff. Not only that, but, like, Sesshomaru, you know, he only had the Tensega. He didn't have an offense sword. So
he had the Tokijin, but it wasn't... The Tokijin was made for him. It wasn't... Yeah. It wasn't like the Tensega or the Tetsaiga, which were made from their dad's teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
But, which is like, the Tokijin is cool, but he had to have that made because he hated it. He hated the fact that he had, like, the older brother protection sword, which is the Tensega.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Because it heals people, which is cool.
But, like... The lore between Inuyasha, Shoshomaru, and their father is pretty awesome.
It is pretty cool.
Especially, and that's actually what the third movie is kind of about, really.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, goes back into, like, who is Shoshomaru and Inuyasha's dad. So, that was pretty cool. And I remember Shoshomaru actually, like, realizing why his father gave him the Tensega. It was because he was trying to teach him a lesson and stuff. So, and hence kind of why, I mean, even though Shoshomaru, like, despised humans and everything like that, he ends up, like, falling for, like, Ren and, like, protecting her and everything.
Mm.
So.
And he helps Kohaku.
He helps. He helps Kohaku, you know, even, like, I read that, like, Kohaku was also, like, following Shoshomaru, and Shoshomaru didn't treat Kohaku like he treated Ren, but he didn't mind Kohaku being there so that he can also protect Ren. So he had very much respect for Kohaku, even though he was a little kid back then.
So what I remember from the final arc too is Shoshomaru leaves Ren with Kaede.
That's right, yeah.
And they just visit her from time to time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, like, man.
I have so many questions.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. As soon as we're done recording, I'm probably going to go back to finish watching what's... Because we only watched episode 5, like I mentioned before.
Yeah.
And it's... Right now, there's 10 episodes out. It's simulcasting on Hulu, and I think it's also on Crunchyroll.
It's on Crunchyroll, and it's also on Verve.
I was going to say, which means it's on Verve, because if it's on Crunchyroll, it's on Verve.
Yeah.
But, I'm for real. Like, I didn't think I was going to be this into it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think...
You never know with these spin-off sequels, you know?
It's a hit or miss. Like, it's definitely a hit or miss, especially with something like this. I feel like after... You know what I really think? It's... After fucking Toy Animation tried to remake Sailor Moon, and
Crystal or whatever,
with Crystal and stuff like that, like how, like Sailor Moon Crystal has a lot of mixed reviews. Like
it does.
A lot of people love it because it's nostalgia and it's Sailor Moon, and you know they took out the fillers and stuff like that. But then in the long front, a lot of people don't like it because of the animation choices they made. So I feel like other studios who, like, for example, Cardcaptor Sakura Clear Card. Like, that was phenomenal. I absolutely love that. And I love how clean and sharp the animation is. It's
in
not
Clear Card, yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I'm reading the manga right now. I still haven't watched the show. I only watched the first 3 episodes, but
I still need to finish.
The Cardcaptor's manga is so fucking good.
Yeah, I still have so to finish that.
It's so fucking good.
I love
it. It's so good. I slammed it. I slammed it in like 3 days. It was so fucking good.
It's so great. That's such a good story.
I understand that it's children, and like seeing children in relationships is a little weird. But, you know, when we were kids, when we were 12, 13 years old, we wanted to be in relationships too.
Yeah. Right?
But, like, it was also super gay. Like, there was just, like...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, fucking... shit, wow.
What's her name?
What kind of fan am I? Holy crap.
Sakura's friend.
Sakura,
best friend.
Oh, Tomoyo. Yeah.
Tomoyo, yeah. She's in love with her.
Her cousin, yeah. That's her cousin.
Wait, they're cousins? Oh, yeah. That's right.
They are cousins. They're like second cousins twice removed.
That's right. They're not blood cousins.
Yeah, because Sakura's mom and Tomoyo's mom are cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Low key, if I found out Danny was my cousin, I would still try and take her to the movies. I don't give a shit.
Fucking Toya and Yukito, like, that's a fucking relationship right there too. Like,
if
fucking...
I found out Trisha was my cousin, I would still hit that.
Damn.
She just shakes her head like, goddamn.
Okay, well, too late, I already did. Save it for the Card Captors podcast.
God. Oh, yeah, my bad.
We're talking about fucking Yashihime.
So, okay, I'll ask you this now. Who's your favorite Yashihime character?
Out of the three girls?
I would say out of everybody, but yeah, like, I guess you could say that too.
Okay,
like,
I'll do two. Out of the three girls, I like Moraha.
Yeah.
She's so hilarious.
She doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't. Like, but she, honestly, she knows her shit, though.
She does.
Like,
she does.
Even though she's a freaking bounty hunter and she's, like, in debt with Jubei, which also Jubei is my favorite character out of the entire series because he does not give a shit.
Yeah.
But back to Moraha, like, she knows her shit. I mean, she, for fuck's sake, like, she knew that Towa and Setsuna were siblings, and she also knew that they are the daughters of Shishomaru.
Yeah.
So, and not only that, but I'm really interested on how the studio is going to progress, like, her abilities and stuff, because she's, like, she's only a quarter demon. She's not half demon like Towa and Setsuna and Inuyasha. So, because Towa, in order for her to use her full demon power, she needs to use the Beni shell compact that was previously owned by Inuyasha's mother.
Yeah.
That Inuyasha's father gave to her.
Which she also keeps her red pearl in, too.
Yes.
Right? She keeps her
yeah.
red pearl in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that, like, lipstick kind of thing actually transforms her into Beni Yasha. But the only thing with Moraha's full demon power is she can only use it for a minute, and it drains her so much that she has to sleep for an entire day.
Yeah, like in Konosuba when Megumin uses explosion. It's literally that.
Yeah. So I'm really curious and interested on how they're going to, like, train her on her being able to use her full demon power for more than a minute. So, because not only that, but she can also use sacred arrows.
Which is badass.
Yeah.
Like, she's the best of both. So she has, like, her, I don't know, what is her sword called?
I don't know what her sword is called.
Let me look it up. She said it. I just don't remember the fucking, oh, here we go. The Kurikaramaru.
It's a demon sword,
and it has a dragon on it. And the only move that she has with it is the Crimson Dragon Wave.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like Inuyasha's backlash wave. Except it goes, it's only one instead of, because like when Inuyasha does the backlash wave, it's like three tornadoes.
Yeah.
Hers is just like a straight up just dragon beam thing, little, and it just kind of goes forward.
I also love that she inherits Iron Reaver Soul Stealer and Blade of Blood when she goes full demon. I was like, yes!
So badass. So fucking cool,
so,
dude.
So, yeah. No, I love Moraha. I really enjoy her character. I also love that she is wearing the Fire Rat clothing that Inuyasha wears. So I'm pretty sure she inherited that at least from Inuyasha. So I am also curious on how they are going to train Setsuna and Towa.
Right, because Towa doesn't even know, like, I don't even think she knows the full extent of her shit.
She doesn't.
She clearly doesn't.
Because she grew up for the last 10 years in modern Japan, and modern Japan does not have any, like, demons or anything like that. So
she didn't have to deal with that. Yeah, she, like,
yeah, she didn't have to do any of that. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So she definitely has a lot of training to do. Like, she, you know, she needs to learn how to smell because, you know, obviously Moroha and Setsuna have a keen sense of smell. So Towa definitely has to start getting used to doing that. Towa also has to train on, you know, her combat skills and stuff. Yeah, she can fucking fight, but, like, you know, not, I don't think as well as Setsuna or Moroha. So Towa definitely is a little bit more on the sensitive side versus her sister, where her sister kind of really acts like Shoshomaru more, the more and more that you see her on screen. So one thing, okay, this one pet peeve of mine that I'm really not a fan of, and I hope that they, like, get rid of it, but it seems like they're really not, is every new episode, they always show, like, who the person is. It's like, okay, I'm on episode 5. I don't need to know who Moroha is anymore. I know who she is. Or, like, anytime Kaede comes up on screen and they show, you know, High Priestess Kaede, it's like, I know who Kaede is.
Yeah, it's like, no, like, we got it. Like,
I get it.
Yeah.
So that is kind of annoying. I wish they would just, like, get rid of that, because I know who these characters are by now. You could do it when, like, a new person comes up
in the beginning or whatever, you know, like, yeah. But, like, or when a new person comes up, but
yeah,
not.
Like, if a new character comes into the picture and we don't know who they are, then fine, like, do that. But I don't constantly need to know who Kaede is, because I know who Kaede is, and I know who fucking Husui is, and Kohaku.
Imagine our podcast, right? But every time one of us starts talking, it just goes, Sam. And then Inuyasha, you know what I mean? And then, like, yeah. It's like, Danny. Yeah, and then Sesshomaru's my husbando. You know, like, it just,
and,
like,
then Sam.
Yeah. Just, like, a little announcement each time, yeah, before we talk.
Yeah.
God, that'd be funny. So what do you think, jeez, of the OP is done by the Six Tones, and the song is called New Era.
I love it.
The ending theme is by Uru, and the song is called Break.
They're both a very, very strong set of themes, especially for this spinoff sequel. Because if I remember correctly, the first OP for Inuyasha was,
Change the World.
Change the World.
I don't remember who did it, but Change the World, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Change the World by V6.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, Change the World by V6. And the first ED was My Will by Dream.
My Will.
Dude, I love so that good song.
That, like, that the video too is,
yeah,
really
the video is great. And I feel like with this set, like, this first OP and ED for this spinoff sequel are very similar to Change the World and My Will, because New Era is very upbeat, like Change the World, and Break is a more mellow tone song, just like My Will in the original series. So I think they did a really good job picking those songs for this, and they're a bop. Like, I will probably Shazam them and try and find them on Spotify so I can put it on my anime playlist, so I can,
for sure,
listen to it all the time.
For sure. That's what I'm talking about, dude. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So far, do you think you're gonna keep watching it, or how do you think they're gonna do it? Do you think it's gonna be like Boruto and shit, where it just keeps going?
I don't know.
Or do you think they're gonna do it like My Hero Shonen, like a shonen like My Hero and Attack on Titan, where
I mean,
they do a core and then wait and then do second season and a different core?
I would love them to just like do a Boruto thing and just keep on going. Because why not? I mean, like, the original series lasted 167 episodes.
Right. Like,
I wouldn't mind having 167 episodes of a spin-off sequel if it does really well.
Right.
Like, just do it. I mean, you fucking have the manga artist and author of the original series on your team. I don't see the harm in continue, like, just literally freeballing it and just make as many episodes as you can. But I mean, if they'll do like a My Hero thing, then I honestly don't mind multiple seasons. Like, if that makes it easier, then fine. I mean, I'll just sulk and bitch that I have to wait God knows how long for a new season, but at least I'll enjoy it. So,
for sure. Yeah, I'm with it. I think I'm going to keep watching it, too.
I just want to know what the fuck happened to everybody.
And here's what I like, too. Here, I'll say this. This is my last thought on it so far, is once I find that out, I don't know if you feel the same, but once I find that out, I already love the characters enough to see where they keep going.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Toa, Setsuna, and Moroha, they're the three musketeers, dude.
Absolutely. Like,
they're so fun to watch.
My only pet peeve is that, like, they're not aging previous characters too well. Like, they are literally not aging them at all.
Yeah, I think with Kaede, now that I see it more, I think I understand it a little better. But at the same time, yeah, it's kind of like,
if fucking Moroku and Sango come in the picture, I really would like to see a more older Sango and an older Moroku. So, because I just want to see my characters that I love so much just age a little bit. I want to see them grown up, you know? I mean,
right. So Kagome would be 28.
She
was
18. Yeah.
When they got married. So,
yeah.
Inuyasha is fucking 900 something years old anyway, right? Or I don't know.
I don't know. But I definitely would like to see them a little bit older, not like look the same as they would in the original series.
I would think that
Kagome at least like look, change their fucking hair a little bit.
Yeah, something. Right. Change it up, yeah.
maybe have Kagome with much longer hair and kind of like have it tied up or something. I don't know. Or like tied up in a bun like they did with fucking Bulma in Super.
Yeah, Bulma, that's what I loved in Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, is I like the characters' clothes changed often.
Yeah.
Maybe not Goku and Vegeta because they're idiots. But like, you know, the rest of them, you know, like especially Bulma, like she had a different outfit every arc, it seemed like. And different hairstyle too.
Yeah, Bulma always had a different hairstyle in every single arc of all of Dragon Ball Z.
Because in the beginning of Dragon Ball Z, she had short hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time the Namek saga rolled around, she had it was down to like her chin.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
she had like an afro.
In the Trunks saga right after, she had an afro. And then she cut it again back down to her chin in the Android arc or Cell arc. So I was like, yeah, I would appreciate that too. I would feel like the only one who might not change totally would be Kagome, because she'd only be 28.
Yeah, so she would still kind of look a little. Yeah, I definitely would like her to look a little bit taller. Maybe have her hair a different hairstyle instead of having it long like that.
maybe her voice is a little bit older sounding, because I definitely don't sound like I did when I was 18, but I don't know about anyone else. But like, yeah.
Speaking
for sure.
of voices, Kirby passed away. Who?
That's right.
Who
the
voiced
voice of English Moroku?
Yeah. And you watched the sub, and I actually watched the dub for it. So
they had all the returning English voice actors for that, right? Or no?
They did, except for Kagome, the voice actor who played Kagome in the final act is playing Kagome in this one.
Oh, that's right, because her voice changed from the final act from the original.
Yeah,
that's right.
Which is why I didn't watch the final act, because it was a different voice of Kagome, and I was really
upset.
Oh,
come on.
Listen, it was, when did the final act come out? 2009. So I was like, I was a graduate senior of high school, and at that time I was just like, I'm a stickler, I don't want to watch this because they don't have the same voice actors.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. So it's but yeah, like, they definitely have the same VAs, which I appreciate, but there is definitely, like, you can definitely tell that they changed their voices a tad. Like, well, not like a tad, like a lot. Fruits Basket, like the Fruits Basket 2019, with Laura Bailey's voice with Toru, she in Fruits Basket 2019, Laura Bailey's pitch is a little bit higher compared to the original. So, and with this one, like with Moroku, I literally went on Google to find out who voiced Moroku in Yashihime, and I still can't find it because they keep saying that it was Kirby who voiced him, but it doesn't sound like him. So I'm quite confused on who is voicing these characters, but you can definitely tell, you know, Inuyasha's voice actor is Inuyasha. Shoshomaru's English voice actor, it is him, because I did look it up, but it doesn't sound like him. So I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, who sounds like they did 10 years ago, you know?
I know, but still, like,
in fact,
nostalgia.
Who looks like they did 10 years ago, aside from Jennifer Aniston, you know?
Dude.
She's a vampire.
She is a vampire. Along with Keanu Reeves.
Along with Keanu Reeves.
So,
but anyway. So,
but yeah.
Are you going to keep watching then?
For sure. But I think I'm going to follow the dub.
The dub.
No surprise there. But I don't know. I might watch. If I get like impatient, I might just watch the sub just to see. Because I want to find out. I want my questions answered. So I might just like jump the gun and just watch the sub just so that I can find out what happens and then go back and watch it in English like I always do. So.
For sure. Mm-hmm. All right, dog. All right, dog.
Dog.
I was into it. I can't wait to watch more.
Yeah, I'm excited. I like it a lot.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, Danny, take us out of here then.
All righty. Well, that is it. Yeah. I don't really have an official, like, closing, but...
You need your own sign-off. We all need our own sign-offs.
I don't have one. I just, you know, say, okay, I think that's it. So, yeah. This is me, Danny, and that's Sam. So, bye. I just do a casual sign off, like, I just go, see y'all later, bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye. See you next week.
Oh, man.